Social customs. In addition to the Farsi phrases you have learned, it is helpful to have some understanding of the culture. This will enable you to be sensitive to some of the differences between American and Persian social customs. People greet one another by saying
Salam,
meaning peace. This is a shortened form of the universal Muslim salutation
Salam alaikum,
peace be upon you, which is also heard frequently. More casually, people may greet each other by asking
Che khabar,
which means what's new. You may respond by saying
Hichi,
not much. A similar greeting is
Vaz chetore,
or how is the situation? You may reply with
Bad nist,
not bad. When addressing someone, you should add the title
Ogoye,
sir, before a man's name, and
Khanum,
madam, before a woman's name, so that Mr. John Smith would be addressed either as
Ogoye Smith
or
Ogoye John Smith.
If you have to step in front of someone, say
Bebakhshid,
which means excuse me. The response is
Khahesh mikonam,
which means please go right ahead. To welcome someone to your home, say
Khosh omadid,
which means you are welcome. If you are invited to a person's home, accept graciously by saying
Az da'vate shoma motashakkaram,
which means I am grateful for your invitation. The phrase
Befarmoid
is used to say please come in or please have a seat. If you wish to admire something, you should preface your words of praise with the phrase
Mashallah,
what God wills. If you are offered something, express your thanks by saying
Dast shoma dard nakunat,
literally meaning may your hand not give you pain. When taking leave of your host, it is customary to ask
مرخص می‌فرمایید,
or
اجازه می‌فرمایید,
meaning may I have your permission to depart? If your host protests by saying
زود است,
meaning it is still early, you should stay a few more minutes and then ask to take your leave again. As you leave, you may say
زحمت دادم,
I have given you trouble, to which the host responds
زحمت کشیدید,
you have endured trouble in coming. You may also say to your host
لطف شما زیاد,
which means your favor was excessive. In polite formal conversation, where you wish to show deference to a person of equal or higher social rank, you would use the word
bande,
literally slave, to refer to yourself instead of the pronoun
man,
meaning I. For example, the phrase
manzil bande
would be used to refer to my house instead of
manzil man.
The word
ishan,
they, is used in place of he or she when referring to a person of equal or superior rank. The word
to,
you, may only be used to address children, close friends, family members, and people of lower social rank. When addressing someone of higher social status or someone whom you do not know, it is customary to use the word
shoma
to mean you. Two major religious festivals observed by Muslims are
Eid al-Fitr,
which comes at the end of
Ramadan,
the month of fasting, and
Eid al-Qurban,
which comes at the end of the pilgrimage to Mecca, approximately 2 months and a week after the first festival. On such days, people offer prayers at mosques, cook traditional meals, and visit each other's homes. Bear in mind that no alcohol is served, for Islamic law prohibits its consumption. Pork is also forbidden in Muslim countries. For Iranians, the main annual celebration is New Year's Day, called
Nowruz,
literally New Day. This falls on the first of
Farvardin,
the first month of the solar calendar, and coincides roughly with the vernal equinox around the 20th, 21st, or 22nd of March. This festival has been celebrated for close to 3,000 years, long before the Arab invasion and the arrival of Islam in Persia. In recent times, many English loanwords have entered Farsi. See how easy it is to recognize the following.
Automobil, cinema, restaurant.
Police, machine, football.
Taxi, hotel, park.
Congratulations.
Tabrik.
You are already well on your way to learning Farsi. Good luck.
Muvaffaq bashid.
This is the end of side 4.